Questlove. Go.
It's that time again. We're live from the basement.
Yo,
what's poppin', hey, y'all, man? Live from the basement.
Live from the pad.
77, man.
Not an episode goes by that some shit don't go down.
Struggle's always real.
Always real.
Always real.
It's my fault.
Are we struggling on a drink?
Yeah.
Molo's like, yeah, man.
I
need something new. What is this?
He's drinking some orange Bud Light.
I thought it was Gatorade. That was Gatorade, a classy bottle.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking good, right?
So, man, I got a question for you, man. Why you buy that shit again?
Did I buy it last time?
Talking shit about it. No, we had it last time.
I originally bought
it
for the stash box. I got on our Instagram, was like, what should we get for the stash box? And the thing came, Bud Orange. All right, fuck it.
All right.
I'll get that again.
It's not terrible. It's one of them drinks I got to shift to after like about 5-6 of these. Then I'm like, all right,
Five or six vodkas.
Let me transition.
Five or six vodkas, you're going to the shit beer?
Pretty much.
We have it on purpose is what's fucking me up.
That's what I'm saying, man. It serves a purpose.
For the listeners and the viewers, I just looked over at Mac a second ago and I said, can I drink something else?
For real, man. We got choices, though, bro.
Yeah.
We got choices, man.
So, episode 77, though, man. We're back.
Oh, yeah. My God.
We in here, man.
Holy shit.
77.
93.11.
Thank you.
For real, man.
We're finally here.
Man. I got you.
Episode 77.
Yeah, bro.
That's a lucky number, right?
It is, man.
And there's two of them.
It is.
Let's go.
For real. Man, how y'all cats feeling?
Good, man. Just trying to, like, we got to get hammered.
77? I was.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah, man. This is a special episode. How about you?
I was born in 93.
Don't lie to us.
He said 93.
Were you born next episode?
Yeah.
I'm born the episode after that.
Shut up.
This is a moment.
Oh, shit. We should do something at this moment.
I love you guys.
This is a moment. I love you, too, man.
Shit's dope, though.
Hey, I love you, man.
There's a lot going on,
man. I love you, man.
For real, man.
But everybody knows that I'm all over the place, so fill them in, please.
And
then I'll interrupt you.
Nah, it's all good. So we jumping around. We doing what we usually do, man. We got a lot of shit on deck.
We do.
We're going to pick it up, man. Yeah, shout out to Anchor, man. And shout out to the people that checked that episode out that allowed the three of us to be in three different locations and throw some shit down and get some thoughts out. But now we're going to go more in depth.
Yeah.
The last one we did all together was about Mr. West. And,
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's only right we give y'all an update and go in a little more detail about the mad genius. I don't know how you want to look at him, man. Like, either the genius or an idiot, or everyone feels some kind of way.
So just call him an idiot.
The brilliant idiot.
Yeah.
Wow.
For real. So we're going to touch on that, man. And then also, man, we got Donald Glover.
Who's Donald Glover?
Childish Gambino.
Oh.
See, I call him by his government, bro.
Man.
And now he's shaking some stuff up.
That's Lando.
He is, man. Yeah, man. Shouts to Lando. Yeah, Lando Calrissian.
Yeah,
I ain't going front though, bro. I'm gonna go there to see it just to see his Lando, because like I don't even know who old dude is playing Solo.
Yeah,
never seen that cat before, but I'll fuck with Donald, man.
He's playing a Star Wars figure character.
Deciphered.
He's never Star Wars.
That's why
you pronounce his name so weird. I'm from Cloud City, so I said Calrissian. Sorry.
Bro, you gotta get on board,
dog. We'll put you up on some games.
And both y'all motherfuckers.
I just know. I know his name. He's the only black guy in all of Star Wars.
That was Mace Windu.
Yeah, man. Get that right. Samuel L. Jackson up in that shit. Yeah,
James Earl Jones. Okay.
Yo, and I want to talk Avengers, man. Y'all motherfuckers.
No.
The biggest movie of the whole goddamn
galaxy.
Bro.
Let me ask you this though. When you saw the trailers and shit, were you like, eh?
For what, Avengers?
Yeah. Or were you excited?
Nah, alright. Like after Avengers 2 sucked.
Yeah.
The Age of Ultron was garbage.
You were worried that they're not going to be able to get to everything and shit. And you're like, this looks overwhelming.
There's no way they're going to be able to manage all that. Talent, screen time, how are they going to pull that up?
Yeah.
I'm getting exhausted. Like, I wanted all these movies to come out, but now that they're here, I'm like, man, I'm tired, man.
Yeah.
I can't watch all.
It's a lot of shit, bro.
I miss Doctor Strange. I'm a completionist type of dude, too. I'm too OCD to, like, just skip ahead and watch Black Panther and the new Avengers.
Yeah, see, I didn't catch them all.
I gotta go. I didn't see
Doctor Strange, and I didn't see The Last Story.
I didn't see Ragnarok.
But I found this website, bro, that I sent y'all the link, man. That shit fills in all the gaps up. So, like, it's better.
I might have to skip Doctor Strange. I like this comic books and shit, but the movie just looks... It looks like one of those movies that they put on the TV when you go to buy one. It's just like, look what it
visual
can do.
Effects.
Like,
Doctor Strange was tight. So was Ant-Man, though.
See, I ain't never seen Ant-Man.
You see Ant-Man?
I like that, man.
Ant-Man was great.
So you know all the Spider-Man Marvel shit, but you don't know Star Wars at all?
No, man.
It's crazy.
Yeah, man, we got to talk about that. That's kind of
all right, that's fucking crazy, whatever. Yeah, man. So can we do a shot? Can we do a shot so we can get to the fucking music so I can relax for a minute,
that.
Please?
Let's do that, man. Let's do that.
Drink that orange juice with beer in it.
You guys are killing me. Orange juice with beer in it. Jesus Christ. Look at him. He ain't even ready to do a shot.
I'm always ready.
What do you call that?
We're going to drink the liquor you brought once again.
Hold on. So vodka and orange juice is a screwdriver, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, shit.
What do you call this, right? A monkey wrench?
Yeah, man. If you were to combine that shit, that would be
some wire cutters.
I'm with that.
Fucking pliers.
Orange juice and beer.
Yeah, man.
We'll call this one pliers.
We all call right. this Shaka
All right,
Demons.
Man. Y'all know Let's the routine, go. Man. If y'all got something at the crib, drink it if you got it.
Shouts to Shaka Demons
shout with your
and
boy.
Pliers.
Shouts to everybody that's up in the chat right now, man.
Shouts to Shaka.
Do it! Murder.
Play us some music, Major. Play us some music.
Murder, she wrote.
We're about to jump off, man. Ralphie London right here, man.
This is my anthem right now.
It's your shit. Drug raps to me. It's dope, man. Kicking it off, man. 77. We'll be right back to talk about that crazy motherfucking man on the rebound. Live from the basement, y'all.
It's a curse. How I feel? When you go from nothing to a lot of, but you still ain't never changed for a dollar. Nigga, how I feel? Coming from the side where it's violent, but you never fell a victim to the comment. Nigga, how I feel? When you could put a smile on your mama, seen a lot of drama, but she still a rider. Nigga, how I feel? Tell me how I feel? When you got a couple visions and a lot of skills. Nigga, how I feel?
How do it feel when you knew it's real from the first encounter? We need them counters with marble surfaces all around them. I had to mount up. I'm regulating with all the founders of Rug Raps. Immunity. We the coolest out, cut. Do that bounce, hun. Let them know what they losing out on. I'm Xing all of my exes out. They the newest Malcolms. You choose the outcome. Even though your city was tainted, a starving artist is still as rich as shit that he painted. I'm in my lane. Big Daddy Kane. All in my playlist. Cause I ain't feeling this new shit that you calling your favorite. These niggas joker. They mediocre. All in my face with borrowed jewels, auto-tune, all of the basics. How do it feel when you look in the mirror and fear the nigga that you turned into? Yeah. We on the block sending shots with no glass. Just a word pistol, just a word pistol. How I feel,
how I feel?
When you go from nothing to a lot of, but you still ain't never changed for a dollar. Nigga, how I feel? Coming from the side where it's violent, but you never fell a victim to the comment. Nigga, how I feel? When you could put a smile on your mama, seen a lot of drama, but she still a rider. Nigga, how I feel? Tell me how I feel? When you got a couple visions and a lot of skills. Nigga, how I feel?
I got the vision, I got the vision. No pot to piss in, but I could turn that cold water into the hottest swimming. I'm never stunting these bitches, they need to find a living. Bigger than getting on little Twitter to find a nigga. Man, I've been up for like 2 days calling my niggas. Then I looked up in the mirror and seen all of my niggas. Man, it's just me, myself, and I don't get caught in a gimmick. I'm thinking people was your friend cause they bought you a Swisher. Remember RZA had told you niggas protect your neck? I'm understanding this way clearer in retrospect. Had that Mitchell in us, just a kid on the steps. Rocking that throwback jersey, unforgettable shit. Man, I do this for people that go to school with them Debo. Getting robbed for they lunch money. Yeah, the usual sequel. Yeah, what's your opinion? When you ain't never saying shit, you was like a million. Nigga, how I feel? When you go from nothing to a lot of, but you still ain't never changed for a dollar. Nigga, how I feel? Coming from the side where it's violent, but you never fell a victim to the comment. Nigga, how I feel? When you could put a smile on your mama, seen a lot of drama, but she still a rider. Nigga, how I feel? Tell me how I feel? When you got a couple visions and a lot of skills. Nigga, how I feel?
Woo. Yo, that junk, man. Serious banger right there. Like, wow.
What's his name? Ralphie London?
Ralphie London.
Yes, sir, man. Yes, sir.
I'm liking
with it, bro. Super dope. Woo. How you feeling, man?
Woo.
How do I that Ralphie London, my favorite thing about that song right now is like,
all
right. The hook sounds kind of goofy at first when you listen to
it.
Then he starts spitting the bars and you're like, this shit sounds current. But he sounds like a throwback dude.
Yeah.
In terms of the content.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to me what hip-hop needs. Shit like that, man.
No doubt, man.
It's
no
not
doubt.
On that Trojan horse level like that KOD shit, but it's just kind of like, this is what I feel
wait,
like.
Point. Trojan horse level of the KOD shit?
Yeah. You don't get that?
I'm
J. Cole.
I know. No, I'm just
KOD.
I'm
just Trojan horse to give his message.
For real.
With some trap music.
He disguised his message in the language that the youngins will absorb.
Yeah, so it looked like a gift of trap.
Do you think J. Cole and Beyonce and Gambino had a meeting one day and said, hey, we're going to fuck with these dudes for a minute?
Who? Not at all, man. They on totally different missions. Dude.
J. Cole and Beyonce and Gambino, man, they're all like doing the same shit. They all got like a shit where they got like a message, and it's like it's woven into some shit.
I don't know, man.
You know what I'm saying? Never mind. Okay, off we go. Next topic. What are we gonna talk about, man? Liquor ain't in my head yet. Give me a fucking break.
I'm like, hold on.
Why don't you fucking just let me catch a break? The liquor isn't in yet, man. Let's fucking go.
Okay.
What's the topic?
Jesus.
Don't look at me like I'm retarded. What's the next fucking topic?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. We don't have sound effects.
Yeah,
God
man,
damn it. Oh, shit.
Because
he's a sound effects wizard.
Yeah. All right. Well, but nah, man. So, Mr. West, we said we was going to touch on it.
Wow.
And we got to talk about it because, yeah, man. Like, so the last time we talked about it on Anchor, what's changed since then? Like is it your perception of your, because there's a lot of interviews that came out after that.
Yeah.
Tip spoke. Multiple people spoke.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I got a little more perspective. And I don't know, man. Like, I'm kind of back to, like, maybe he's playing. Maybe this is
Kanye?
Yeah, like Jim Jones said. He's like, the fucker does this every. He's like, why am I on? He was on Hot 97. He's like, I'm talking about this nigga. He's like, this is my interview. And he's like, and y'all asking me questions about this clown. And he was like, he does this shit. He's like, he's a master at it.
Yeah.
And he was giving him props, but he's also like, man, fuck. He's like, fuck Kanye, man. He's like, man. He's like, fuck that nigga. Like, he's like, yo, he's like, he does his shit and
he knows how to, beats for him no
yeah,
more.
He knows how to take over. But no, he gave him props for that too. But he's just like, gonna do, he's like, he's an attention whore.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's a master at getting that attention, even when he don't deserve it. And yeah, it's, I don't know, man,
because I'm looking at it like,
there's parts of it though where he seemed like he was really losing his shit, man. Like the extended cut from TMZ.
Yeah.
He sound fucking.
But he did. If you go back and look at that Ellen interview from 2016, said it. He's like, people are going to call me crazy. Yeah. He's like, but I got ideas, man. You know, he was like, I got ideas.
Right.
And he started rattling off about some Payless Shoes shit. And then when you like listen to like weave it together, what he's trying to say, like horribly, like he always does, it's like, God damn, that's a really fucking good idea. He said, I want to end bullying with fashion. And it's like, you fucking nutbag.
What does that mean? How are
he
going?
And the way he, if you listen to what he's actually saying, he's saying that I want to put Yeezys in Payless so the poor kids can have sweet fucking shoes.
It's, you know what?
And then they're not getting beat up for having shitty shoes.
Right. I dig that.
So that's the type of, and it's like, okay, I see where you're going with that, but your delivery was fucking shit.
Delivery's always terrible.
Well, yeah. And that's why I think the fucking media loves to go, he's fucking crazy.
Shout no,
he's
to not. Clifford
he just
Harris.
Sucks at delivering.
Clifford
it.
Said the nigga needs a translator.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's
100%.
Like, 100%
he's like, what he goes in that mind, he's like, might be the most immaculate thought.
Yeah.
But by the time it leaves
absolutely.
The mouth,
done.
Something gets lost in translation, and then we're all left like
right.
scratching our head, like
or putting together the pieces. You know,
right. yeah.
Like you just said, you went back on that old interview to put the pieces together. The funny thing is, like about the fashion portion, you know, anybody that's out there that's thinking like that sounds fucking stupid, it's not stupid. You know, if you ever went to school and had less than clothes and shit like that, it's not stupid. He said that he did hire the person from Gap.
Okay,
yeah,
affordable clothing. Good quality and all that shit to help champion the Yeezy brand. One of the things that's interesting about Kanye to me is like when it comes to fashion, he's influenced hip hop already.
Like, oh, no question.
On the craziest level.
Mm-hmm.
he completely deaded the whole G-Unit style, all that shit. It was crazy, dude. Like, during that time.
He made it okay for tight shit to be
worn. He made it okay for fitted clothing.
Yeah. He was trying to wear a skirt for
fitted,
a minute.
Fitted fucking, well, I mean, that's different. That's some way out there shit.
Yeah.
He went all Givenchy and shit. He was wearing a kilt.
Yeah, that's
right.
Whatever.
Over the jeans, like ASAP was doing that shit too, though.
Yeah,
he wasn't the only one. ASAP's like a real fashion icon too. When it comes to, you know, just fashion itself, but when it comes to hip hop fashion, like the whole G Unit shit, all that baggy pants and the gangster look, like started to fade out when Kanye started wearing the polos. When people started wearing Louis Vuitton a lot more.
Yeah,
they wore it in a different way.
Yeah,
right.
Everybody, including myself, I got Yeezys and shit. Like, I'm into it. I'm into it. I respect his style.
So there's no question he's a trendsetter, man.
100%.
But the thing is, man, like, I think this is a trend that he's trying to set that I don't think people is trying to follow. So the thing, like, he's trying to say, like, he said that I'm trying to take the MAGA hat and, like, make it, he's trying to repurpose it. And I'm like, I don't think you can do that, bro.
Like, maybe that's his Trojan horse. Like, we were just talking about Trojan horse. Maybe that's it. To get everybody talking. Maybe that's why he rocked it. Maybe that's why he thought to himself, I should put this shit on and make everybody fucking go crazy.
Right. Yeah,
and make everybody have a discussion. Because everybody's talking now. And everybody's talking about, you know, free thought, which is that's his message, right? That's what he keeps clinging to. It's free thought.
Then you align yourself with the Candace chick, man. Like, a lady that... What is her last name? Is it Candace Phillips? Candace?
Bergen.
That's not Candace Bergen.
Yeah. Like, shoot, she's fucking... Yeah, I mean, she's like a Fox puppet. They love her, man. Like, she is that's their black person of choice. And they bring her on anytime they want
Candace Owens.
Candace Owens. They bring her on anytime she wants her own, like, the black perspective, but they want it from the Fox side.
The trained black person.
In that same respect, though, he's also, like, shouting out Emma Gonzalez all the time.
That's the school shooting girl, right?
And then that's full on left, right? So
yeah.
I think he's doing it on purpose.
But then the
only people
said,
he follows on Twitter are Kim Kardashian, Emma Gonzalez, and Candace Owens.
But he's
trying to send a message.
Yeah, but then he said, like, "I want to." He's at my campaign because the motherfucker sounds like he's dead ass serious about going for president, which I think is fucking insane.
Right.
And, like,
you got to think big.
Who would vote for the kid, man? Like, I, like, it's craziness. Like, so I don't know, man. And he said, I might look like, what'd he say? I might have a Trump campaign with Bernie Sanders principles, is how he put it. And I'm just like,
a Trump campaign with Bernie. Hold the fuck. Yeah, he just needs to not talk.
Yeah, I'm
no,
like,
you know what he means by that.
He wants
a radical ass campaign that everybody's fucking gonna pay attention to because of the fact that he's an attention whore. The same thing that I said on the podcast last time. Both him and Donald Trump's worst quality. I mean, in terms of themselves, like their own self fucking quality, is the fact that their egos get in the way of everything.
Yeah,
everything.
But I forget.
Even if Trump means well, his ego is so fucking big that he's gonna tell you how great he did. It's the same thing with Kanye.
Fucking retarded.
That's true.
They both are legends in their own mind already. Like, they both think they should be on Mount Rushmore.
So the thing is, though, man. Like, and I heard this analogy. Like, Kanye with his platform combined with his thoughts and what he spews, it's like a baby walking around with a gun.
Yeah, shit.
And you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's hard to argue with.
You got a powerful
man.
Platform.
It's very hard to argue with.
You got a baby that can, like, as far as articulating what it is you really think.
You're absolutely right. The scary thing about Kanye and the way that this is going is free thought. I mean, you can't say that free thought's bad. Just the same way that you can't say the word conservative at the heart of it is bad.
Right.
Or the word liberal at the heart of it is bad.
Yeah.
None of those are bad things. They're all good things.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are good things. The problem is Kanye is learning as he goes, like you just said.
Yeah.
So when Kanye's talking about shit and he says it and somebody corrects him, he's like, oh,
yeah,
no, for real? That made you feel that way? It's like, yeah, it made me feel that way. He's like, my bad. I didn't mean it like that. I meant it like this. And it's like, but I love you.
Yeah, right. I guess that conversation with Van, dog, old dude from TMZ, that shit was so awkward, man. And it's just like,
you could tell he means well. You could tell. I don't think he's a bad person. I really don't.
I think he just misguided us.
I 100% think he's misguided.
Yeah.
100%. You know, RC Fame just chimed in real quick and said, at some point, enough is enough. We got to stop giving him a pass.
Yeah, I agree. I think a lot of people are over it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're...
Should we wait and see, though? I mean, let's see what this all comes out to, because we already know that, you know, some of us probably think that this is for the album, right?
Yeah, man, but so what's that album going to sound like, though, man? Because, like, here's the thing. So you got this shit, which is...
Man, right. This was incredible.
Is he trolling, though? I heard it was a reference track. Until we got
to
Wolf 3 Scoop,
it was supposed to be a reference track.
Was it really?
The reaction that he got from it in the studio from everybody, they laughed so hard that he ran with it.
Oh, it's comedy.
Yeah, he made everybody laugh so hard that he said, I'm releasing it like this.
He'd be like, bars.
And then he went back and filled in the intro to the verse. Like, this next verse?
Poop. Poopty scoopty.
So you saying you just want to be on the album?
I don't know. It has to be now. It's a single, right? We're gonna have a video, probably.
Yo, Gene over on YouTube said that Kanye says uninformed things and sends them out to the masses, his fans. That's irresponsible.
Which it's reckless, I get, real reckless.
Which I get. And the thing is, where he really shot himself in the foot, where he's like, I don't read.
He
period.
Doesn't.
He doesn't
He's
fucking
an ignorant
read.
Ass dude yeah. at the end of the day, man. Yeah. Hopefully the music is good. That's about the only thing I can hope for at this point, man.
Let's talk about the music.
Shit, we about to hit this AK evolution right here. Yo, what is all the chord switching, man?
I'm trying to swap between the two, man.
But it's popping and crackling.
Yo,
every fucking time, it's like fucking popcorn going on, man.
I know, man.
Is it working or no? Or
kinda. You know what? Let's just do the show. Fuck it.
No, we straight.
I have a plan.
Okay,
we'll get to it.
All right, man.
Okay, man. Let's do that, man. Let's hit this AK evolution right here, man.
All
right,
man. Too far to turn back now.
Only way is up from here. Told me I wasn't worth it. My objective is deadly. Gotta kill these niggas on purpose by some fake friends. Know I had to close the curtains. When you coming from the bottom, you don't wanna see the surface. It's still real vision in that broke ass kitchen. I'm trying to get it. Life throwing curves like they Cal Ripken. Niggas still leaping for fame. Lead the froggies to ribbit. Unidentified species. I'm talking laws over physics. What these niggas missing? Quarterback in my shit just to see the vision. My IQ is high. I feel like Brady with great precision. Who is you people kidding, man? I'm here to make a difference. It's either you gon' win or you gon' die trying to get it. She getting scary now. I'm still losing friends. They getting buried now. Lack of success is getting heavy. It started weighing down. Pressure. So much fucking pressure. 30 knocking at the door and I ain't even trying to answer. Lost some family to cancer. Man, that shit still got me damaged. My granny getting older now and I don't know how to manage. Imagine being all you got with 20 hands in your pot. Niggas thinking I ain't working when I'm working round the clock. Still fighting for my spot. Either you with it or you not. Sky miles to the top and we ain't never trying to stop. You only get one shot, so I gotta make the best of it. 100 years later, hope they still feel my messages. Far from average, no settling. Spread the word like reverence. It's crazy when you notice that you better than the veterans. Idols becoming washed, now they fighting for some leverage. Damn, I really hate to say it's true. Out with the old and in with the new. Now who the kids gonna listen to? Say who the kids gonna listen to? I guess me if it isn't true.
Go ahead. Oh, shit.
What up, what up, what up, man? We back.
Unmute that channel. I think we got a caller. I think it's Angelo. Next one over. Yo, what's up, Angelo?
You ever listen to Busta Rhymes?
Yeah.
You ever hear a disaster strike?
Can you hear me?
This is that moment.
Can you hear me?
Because I cannot hear you.
Oh. Wait.
Thank you.
Talk to him.
Everything's fine, but it seems like you guys are trying to use me for some kind of microphone check, technical difficult, something. I don't like it.
Why would you feel that way, bro?
Can you send me money, please? I can hear you perfect, but I don't like it.
What did you change? Nothing.
No, it's barely up. Like.
Okay, leave it there. Don't do that. Can you hear us now?
Can you still hear me?
Leave it to the beaver. You ever hear this?
Can you hear us?
It's a little fuzzy.
Can you hear me?
No, you sound like you're all the way in Chechnya.
Tweak it just that tiny bit. I don't know what the fuck to say.
Now I can hear you better. Can I give a shout-out, please?
Yeah, do the shout-out. Let's hear it. Starling.
I want to give a shout-out to Alfonso Starling and Marcus Ray.
Okay.
And William and Charlie Rock. And a whoop to the scoop poop, motherfucker. I don't like it.
All right, man. Oh, he hung up, son of a bitch.
Yeah. You guys had a phone call?
I got another one. Yeah, some fucking dude from the Balkans.
Oh, shit, I missed Angela.
Do you want to replay that song real quick? I'll go get the other chord real quick.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think we got shit worked out, man. Hopefully we'll be able to take calls and do all this shit. Shit's stressful,
man,
as fuck.
Guys, can I apologize to both of you right now? This happens. He's known me for how many years we've been doing this show? 13 years?
Something like that.
Dude. I would bring the shit over in a Tupperware bin, and I'd be like, hey, man, look at this new thing I got. And I'd be fiddling with it, and he'd be sitting here going like this, and he always has been a nice dude. You guys have both been very nice dudes.
Like, I've been here for 7 years.
Holy shit. Yeah. Fuck, really?
Yeah.
So how long has this been happening every fucking episode?
It's like 7 years.
I was going to say.
Do you remember we were just talking about a dude.
Pretty long, though.
We were just talking about a dude who like tries to do too much.
That's me.
And he does it like a bunch of things at once and ends up sucking at everything equally.
Yeah. I know somebody
I know somebody like that. And he's sitting right at this fucking desk. And this is the thing. I try to do too many technical things at once because I think this is going to be the thing that pops. But the problem is, it got to stick to the one thing, which is the mixer, 3 mics, 3 pairs of headphones, and a recorder.
So if you're listening and you're from the Metro Detroit area, you are a sound engineer. You too can drive an hour to get here.
You too can help
I appreciate
us,
you guys, man. Unless you live in Ann Arbor, man, it might work out really well.
Actually, it'd be quick, right?
Yeah.
How long is Ann Arbor from here?
15 minutes.
20 minutes, dog.
20 minutes.
Close. So, yeah, it's real close. We straight. Wow. So, hopefully, man, we'll be taking calls in a minute.
Hell yeah.
And everything. Like, so, I'm not sure what the chatters was talking about. I love that shit. That's so obnoxious.
That's awesome.
Super obnoxious, man.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
So, topics. Kanye, I need a fucking orange beer. Like, what time?
We might as well.
Fuck it.
It's about that time.
What's in the stash?
Turn that shit up.
You better way to get it done, man. Good shit. Lagunitas. I'm with the homies from Cali. You know, they always got one.
Is there a subliminal message here?
Real, man. Hop Stupid Ale. They'll be killing them.
That ain't gonna work.
Petaluma, California in the building, man. Who's gonna get them open, man?
We're gonna open them? Do we have a bottle? I don't even know if we have a bottle opener. Am I gonna do this shit?
You got a lighter or some shit?
Yeah, you can do it the hood way too.
Is the bottle opener even over there? There isn't.
You don't want to fuck up the skinny table. Otherwise, I'll say you can do
that. You can't
shit.
Fuck up the skinny table, Martin.
Yeah.
I do this shit with my teeth.
Oh, he's got a lighter. You gonna do it with a lighter?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, what? Man. We're gonna take this shit back to
the
old
school. How you doing
this? Oh, he did it to the beat. You see that?
All about timing.
Here we go, watch. Oh. Oh, shit.
My bad.
Shut it down.
Nah, I'm trying to load that down.
Shut it down.
Here we go.
Oh, man.
Here we go. And we're going. Yeah. I love they fucking, man. Yeah, they bottles is dope. They packaging is dope. They always be on point, man. Shouts to Lagunitas.
I messed it up and then it's still went on me.
I need the voice, man. Where's the description? We gotta get people
to let's have a taste first. Let's cheer it up.
Yeah.
Let's do some cheers.
Cheers, y'all.
To Mr. West, Hop Stupid. I mean, you know what I mean. Hold up.
Ooh,
that's really good.
That's an 8% or two, man. So this shit'll put you on your ass. Just letting you know.
Oh, you paid $20 for this 6-pack, didn't you, my friend?
Clean this mess up, or we'll just end up in jail. Those test tubes and the scale. Just get them all out of here.
They for real put that on there?
The complex, supercritical CO2 hop extraction equipment set up on the table in the lab across from the brew house. Hop extracts are big for the big brewers, he thought. Suitable for only crummy, substandard, and barely... This is too much. Hold on.
Yeah, they wrote a damn novel on the back.
Yeah, this is bullshit.
That shit's crazy. This
you're not going to read it?
No, too much,
this ain't right.
Too much. Too much.
That's not a description.
Yeah.
That's like a story.
Yeah, I agree,
that was
man.
Hop Stupid right there.
Wow.
Come on, Lagunitas.
Too much.
Wes, y'all.
Well, regardless, man, they got this shit right, though. The shit is delicious, man.
It is really good.
Banging.
It is really good.
It's hoppy as shit, man. Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. Definitely thumbs up here. That shit.
Absolutely. Thumbs up. I love it.
Hop Stupid is an American Double Imperial IPA style beer brewed by Lagunitas Brewing Company in Petaluma, California.
There we go.
West,
the condensed version.
West. Alcohol by volume 8%.
Woo! Yeah.
IBUs 102.
It's a head buster, bro.
Wow.
That's
hoppy. That's hoppy. Yep. Uh-huh.
Stashbox is the segment where we review beer and fuck.
Y'all be forgetting, man, but sometimes we still be getting first timers.
We so get a lot of first timers.
Yeah, man.
A Stashbox. Everybody's got a Stashbox.
Everybody's
right?
got a Stashbox.
You got a fridge.
Stashbox?
Yeah. You got a cooler.
Yeah,
you got a friend.
Right there,
you got
man.
A friend's house.
Yes, sir.
You go,
yeah,
go in their Stashbox.
Yeah.
There's going to be liquor in there. There's going to be beer. There might be mixers.
Yeah.
We never know what's going to be in there.
Yeah, shit's just magic.
Some of us don't know. Some of us might know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's gifts. Sometimes it's just.
You are the master of Stashbox gifts.
You know what?
So both of you guys, I'm a shitty stash.
I think about who we're going to cover.
Yeah.
And then I hook it up.
Okay.
So Hop Stupid doesn't necessarily mean Kanye.
No.
It might mean Post Malone. It might mean. Now, I kind of wish we would have had that when Tekashi.
Yeah, man. And that's the thing, man. So, hey, I don't even know if we set the table for that, man. So, we talked about we was going to discuss Tekashi Kanye.
I don't know.
And we talked about Childish.
Yeah.
And, yeah, man, Post Malone.
Wait, Childish Gambino. We talked about Donald Glover.
Are we reviewing Post Malone today?
Yeah, Hold on, though. Did we talk about This Is America?
Not yet. No. We're going to get there. But we're giving people the preview.
Yeah, they get to see the shit break and stuff, and then now we're here.
Yeah, because people fuck with that dude, though, man. Like, people, man, yeah, I'm going to save my thoughts.
If you're watching live and you haven't seen it yet, watch it. Ignore us for, like, the next 3 minutes. Watch it and come back.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's going to be a big nut bust.
Most likely.
But Donald Glover, though, man. Yo.
Genius. Renaissance man.
He's something else.
Renaissance babble chatterbox in your barrel.
He's
did you see the Breakfast Club
Beethoven
interview with him?
Hit you on a humble.
He's awkward.
Did you see the Breakfast Club interview? He's a very weird.
I've seen him
dude.
On Sway and shit, and he acts like real tired and like stuff while he's doing his bars.
He's
and he acts like
he's really he was weird. That, he's he was oddly smiling.
In that grandpa
and shit.
Sweater, but then he broke down the story.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Of the sweater.
It's his dad. It's
his
friend's
dead
dad.
Yeah. But his friend's dead dad had crazy swag. So he was like, I'll take the sweater.
That's some thrift shop type.
It's
know,
different,
shit.
Man. But he looked homeless. Like, if you saw the dude on this interview, you wouldn't
you
think
been
this
to LA?
Guy.
But the recurring
style for some reason to look homeless. It's the exact opposite of New York. New York, you better fucking come with it.
Yeah.
You got to be dressed nice.
But then you see this dude, though, right?
LA is like bumps.
And he be getting in conflicts with cops. Like, he don't strike me as a dude that would be that tight, but he's woke as fuck.
That was a recurring theme, though. The recurring theme seems to be thinking freely,
But he put some thought
not being a mental
shit,
slave.
You know,
he's still saying. I mean, in that interview, I'm saying like when he's talking at Breakfast Club, he's talking about not being a mental slave, and he's like talking about. He's just like, man, he made a lot of sense. Like he said, one of the things I was like, Jesus, man, some shit I just don't think about, you know, because I'm fucking white privileged boy. But I don't think about when he said, somebody said, you talk so well, you speak so well. It's like, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, it sucks.
Like,
right?
You think about that. That's really an asshole fucking
before,
thing to
dog.
Say. You speak so well.
You're so articulate.
To,
I'm like,
as opposed to what, motherfucker?
Right. Yeah. That's what you want to say.
Yeah, it's like, wow, I didn't realize how offensive that shit was.
Here's the
That's
thing,
really
though, man,
fucking
see, the
offensive.
Thing is, like, and, yeah, as a segue, like, you, like, or a quick sidebar,
mm-hmm.
You got to judge people's intent. If people are intending to be, like, if they're trying to be condescending, you got to be able to, like, gauge that. Because some people mean that, and they truly mean the compliment, it just comes out and it sounds stupid.
See, now you're one of the few people in this world, in general, people, I'm saying, is that The whole fucking 2018 sensitivity is key.
Intent matters, though.
Like, holy shit. But not everybody thinks that way.
Yeah.
You know, most people are going to go, like, I don't care who you are. Women, like, like a lot of times where it's just like, what the fuck was that supposed to mean?
Right.
It wasn't supposed to mean anything other than what I said. I'm being genuine. I'm not trying to fucking insult you.
It's almost like you don't want
to
be chivalrous.
Yeah.
Because I could open the door myself. Like,
fuck.
You ever had an elderly person do that to you?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
I have. Open the door and I got it.
Like, fuck you.
Go ahead and take it then. Shit. Door almost knocks him over.
Slammed motherfuckers.
No, sometimes it's a heavy ass door. I saw someone almost die. Hit the hip, fell back a few feet. I kept walking. I was gone.
Fuck them. Fuck them.
Society's changed, bro. We're in a different world, man. But yeah, it's like. Yeah, I mean,
man.
Donald Glover, like, he's.
Do you want to live in a world where you got to walk on eggshells?
No.
Right? I mean, that's one really thing we can all agree, right? I mean, fuck, man.
No.
Shit's done got too sensitive,
PC
man.
Is taking a whole new fucking level. This is different. This ain't even PC.
Well, here's the thing, though, man. I feel like we live in an age, though, man, where, like, you know, everything is so, like, people don't catch the actual moment. They read about it. And, so much shit gets lost in context when you read the words.
Yeah.
You can lose even with Kanye's nutso ass, like, you saw what he was trying to say. Yeah, I'm like, oh, all right, you was trying.
But the headline, right? It's a world of headlines.
But if you read just the headline, it's like, oh, this
is a world of headlines.
Fuck this guy, like, go suck a bag of dicks, Kanye. But, and some people still feel that way, but like, sometimes, man, when you get the whole story or you see the moment unfold, it's like, you're just fucking stupid.
Yeah. Right?
And you just can't articulate a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
100%. I get where you're trying to go. You're dumb as rocks, but yeah, I kind of halfway hear you, but not really. But yeah, man. But
I mean, you could. You, I mean, a lot of. I think that's what we lack. That a lot of us lack that. Where it's just the.
But you're right, though. The political correctness is crazy. That's why I love Dave Chappelle's stand up.
100%.
Because he went in
talking about Caitlyn and shit.
Yeah,
and he's like, I can't. Like,
bro, he was
why
not.
Why you up on my pronoun?
Fuck your sensitivity, but he get away with it.
Why my pronoun game? Fuck up my whole shit.
He just left
5 minutes ago. I got to call him a she now? Like,
I feel like that's the last group of people.
He didn't say goodbye. Like, that shit was funny, man.
That's the last group of people, though, that can get away with it is comedians.
Right.
It's true.
Anyone else nowadays, but they out for your neck.
Right.
Like, you.
What about
like,
comedians in an interview, though? It's all about the. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because in an interview, a comedian will get chastised for it.
Yeah.
So
performing is one thing, but once you talk. And that's why you peep game, man. Comedians, when they do a regular interview, they be like. Hush.
Super
like,
careful. You ever seen Ari Spears' uncomfortable ass on fucking DJ Vlad and shit?
For real? Oh, he been trying to control his shit on Vlad?
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Man, it's
he sounds like a totally different person.
Man.
He sounds lame, actually. He sounds very lame.
Shit, you take a comedian out of their box and take their tools away from them, it is lame. It's like,
it's true.
I can't make you laugh.
It's true.
I gotta tiptoe. So, it's wild, man. Shit. It's wild. So bringing that back to Donald, though, man, like, Donald didn't tiptoe. But he said it in a crazy, not crazy, like, but like super, like, just, I don't even want to hit him with the articulate word. He's a smart brother. Like, he's a smart guy.
Sure.
He spoke freely. Like, him and Charlamagne had a good back and forth. It was probably one of the most deep intellectual conversations about race that I've heard on radio. And I'm sure it probably got zero listens. Like, people was probably like Tekashi got like 10 million views.
Right.
That shit probably sitting at like 100,000. But
yeah, crazy, but I mean, right? That's intelligent talk. And that's not popular.
Doesn't sell tickets.
Exactly.
It's a shame, though.
Jay Electronica. He said, I pray this flow is dumb enough.
Yeah. For real. Yeah.
What did you think of the video, though? And how many times have you watched it?
Countless.
Yeah.
Countless. Because I pick up new shit every time, man. Like, so to me, like, all right, so give me y'all thoughts.
Special.
I saw the funniest tweet. I think it was Time Magazine or somebody like that. They were like, they posted an article that said, a thorough analysis and explanation of the different dance moves that Childish Gambino did and what they mean. And he put a, did you see the tweet where he responded? He was like, bro, that's just how I dance.
So they overthought it. He's like, keep it simple.
I thought it was great. What I got out of it was
he got me from the beginning, man. When dude's playing the
off the rip,
I was like, what was crazy was watching it through,
and I was like, man, he's dancing really weird. His moves are funky. Like, I couldn't stop watching because he's making the weird faces, which I now I know is intentional. Like, it was just
what
like,
y'all think about the overall statement? What do you think he was trying to say?
That's amazing.
But no, what was he saying?
To me, I think it's the duality of a black entertainer. That's what I got out of it.
Yes.
That's what I got out of it.
Oh,
I
really?
As a black man trying to ride that line, man, and it sucks. I can't even imagine to have this responsibility and also have another responsibility. You got one to uphold and the other one is to entertain. That's got to be a tough line to fucking walk.
You notice who he was shooting too, right? He only shot black people.
Yeah.
So like the whole video, white people running around in the video causing chaos too, but that shit was...
My theory on that was, you know, just the same theory you guys probably had. What was the shooting? The church shooting.
With the kid. The kid who went to the church basement right. and shot all the people up
right.
there.
Right. So that's the church shooting. Then you think about the black-on-black crime that's happening or just the on-black crime that's happening, because at that point, he's playing a character. He might not even be a black man shooting people. He might just be a person shooting black people. But what I got out of that was... That shit was all good until he lit up that weed. He started getting chased by the cops.
Yeah.
And that shit was crazy to me, too.
Well, it was society. Like, white people was, like, at the end, like, yeah. it's all white people was chasing him. So I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
It was a mob. Yeah. It wasn't just cops. It was, like, society. And so I took it as, like, man. As a black man, get your money, get your paper. I don't care if you kill your own. Yep. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Right.
But then the minute you cross that line, oh, no, you still a nigga. Don't forget. Mm-hmm. And now we on you.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it was like, to me, that was the metaphor. At least that's what I thought. I still haven't really heard him. Even in that breakfast, he didn't really speak on
that.
No, they didn't bring it up.
It must have been before it, or something.
Crazy,
I don't know.
Man.
Maybe so. I don't know. I don't even know why they fuck.
Maybe he said, don't ask me about the fucking video.
Even lyrically, too, what I pulled from it, when he says, I got a strap. I got to carry one. Because he's in America, right? Everybody's strapped up. You got to get one, too. It's fucking crazy.
CCW is cool for y'all, right? It's cool
man.
For me, too.
Man.
I looked at it like he was trying to make send a message of, you know, like,
get rid of the kids, right? Kids are dancing. Yeah.
I got the kids dancing. This is the music we're listening to.
Yep.
And, like, because I feel like he pulled the fucking okie doke on my ass watching. I think it's directed toward white people. I think he did it, like, where he said, you know, this is what you see. Like, I watched the whole video, and I watched them dance the whole fucking video. I didn't see the horse. I didn't see the guy commit suicide.
Right.
I didn't see any of the shit going on in the background.
All you see is the madness and the latest phase, the latest craze, and the latest dance.
And he's like, meanwhile,
this is all the problems that are happening behind me.
That's real life.
Yeah.
He's like, what you're seeing is us, you know, chucking and jiving.
Performing. He's like,
this is real life.
But the kids with the masks filming everything and shit.
That was fucking crazy.
Wow, man.
It was like, get your money, though. That's all above all else.
And you know what's crazy is there are certain parts, I guess, I was reading that Young Thug's in there.
Yeah.
There's like six different people in that song that are like piping up a little bit ad-libs.
21.
Damn.
It's crazy.
You're in the background.
That's fucking crazy.
That's crazy.
The only thing I couldn't make the connection on the end. That shit, for some reason, that shit was, I had to rewind and watch it again because the look on that dude's face.
What you just said made perfect sense though, Major.
Yeah, man. I think that was the end. Like, that was
You're still black man.
Cross that line. Don't forget, bro. Yeah. You popular. You might make us dance.
Right.
You might make us forget about everything that's
going on. You might be that
society,
dude.
But.
Smoking Jay. You're on top of the world. He gets on top of the car, right?
The old ass car.
Right? He finally made it.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, for real,
you're
man.
Still black, you still get got. That's fucked up.
The truth, yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy.
The video was crazy, man. It made me feel so many feelings. I felt sick to my stomach at times.
Mm-hmm.
I felt excited for him as an artist because I like him. I always have. I liked him since Bonfire
See, that's the thing, man. I have not, like, honestly, the last album where he had the funk soul, the one with, man, what's the name of the song?
Oh, Redbone. Redbone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Redbone became a...
That's a baby making anthem right there.
Yeah, like, that album actually got me more into him because I actually thought, yo, for singing, he had some good...
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I was like, oh, all right, I see
great
you.
Singer.
Like, you talented, bro. Like,
he does that to me a song, too, in the... He did it to me a song live. The I'm So Into You.
He redid that?
Did he really?
That's weird.
Sang it live. Amazing. He's all falsetto the whole time. He really is.
Yeah, super talented. Fucking dude. And then when you put the acting game into it, the dude is just...
And writing.
Special, bro.
Writing. Yeah. How's his stand-up? I didn't see it yet. I'm scared to watch it because I feel like I'm not going to like it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like he would be awkward for stand-up.
Yeah. Quiet.
You never know, though. You never know.
That's true.
He laughed at my jokes.
I just love the fact, though, that he ain't scared to try whatever. He's truly a, like, I feel like I'm going to do this. He's a Renaissance. I'm going to try it. And fuck you for telling me I can't. Like, I'm just going to do it.
Right.
You may not like it, but whatever.
Right.
So, yeah. Salutes to Donald Glover, man.
Salutes to Donald Glover.
Let's go to some music, man. Dana Copperfield.
I hate that shit.
That name be killing me,
man. Why do people come up with these different names, like stealing off of names and shit? Just fucking debate. Let's shit, go. Post Malone. Fuck.
Yeah. 1, 2. Level up, man. Level up. Live from the basement, man. Fuck with us. We got Blended to Bump It on a rebound.
Yeet. My city love me and they fuck with me. Like Biggie before he died. Puff with me. Got the crowd going ape shit. I'm in my pay fit. You never done shit, but always first to say shit. So when you run lips, sound like dumb shit, stay facts. Try to keep pace the way I run track. You never been there or done that. To be a Dre song, more like detox, cause the weight's long. My flow's right and day's wrong. And if you a whack rapper, my hate strong. Until my spotlight stays on. And get a chorus from Trey song. I drop pies full of napalm. So be thrilling, just stay calm. Players just play on. Behind my bars, dog, I'm locked up, acorn. Hear the seagulls, feel the breeze, where the beat soak. Meditate always when the beat drop.
Yeah, we get alive on the set. We fortify, no lie, when we ride. Show us respect, yeah. Get alive on the set. We fortify, no lie, when we ride. Show us respect.
Expand every talent with extravagant management. They tried to step, but just couldn't imagine it. Freedom of thinking got me dipping through lanes and maintain, even when the situation is strained. Drinking elixir, that's a mixture of the most potent. Permanent fixture in the picture, so showboating. I'm getting open from the jump. Bump me in your speakers, drop gems for lyric heads, only beats for the tweakers. Diligent in practice, spark the filament and blast it for the feeling that you get when you're listening to a classic. Remember back when none of y'all was around, when the wall for rap music started crumbling down. Swinging a hammer, bringing original grammar. The thing about your man is that I handle the chatter. Yo, I'm at a level that you never conceived. Pure truth when I spit it, no tricks up my sleeve.
Yeah, we get alive on the set. We fortify, no lie, when we ride. Show us respect, yeah. Get alive on the set. We fortify, no lie, when we ride. Respect.
The introduction of the illest illustrating rhymes. I can get it any minute, ticking time bomb. The future like I'm Cleo, drop it like a P.O. The one like I'm Neo, smoking on that Don Cheadle. That's a black and mild, black and wild, that's my style. My shit is tight as Speedos, yo dollars dead to veto. They call me King Regal, whenever I be present. Presence big as Debo, you don't wanna check it. I'm making goals and they don't get contested. I ain't really in the game, save it for contestants. Got a question I'm the answer, you don't wanna test it. No Beyonce or Solange, but that kid is destined for greatness. Reputation known for rocking nations, amazing. Left the ball like Pippin and started blazing. Pounded pavement for the payment. John Michelle, how I'm painting. Rappers filled with sweetness. Escape wants to beat niggas.
We fortify, no lie, when we ride. Show us respect, yeah. Get it live on the set. We fortify, no lie, when we ride. Show us respect.
I'm back to back and off the rack like the clearance sale. My shit's bumping off the pad like you're reading Braille. I'm cutting everything down to the fingernail. My vision sail across the sea like a killer whale. I leave a little trail of chum inside the garbage pail and use the bait and activate because it never fail. I excel at a higher level, time and space. And I'm not just blowing smoke, boy, I find a place. Now here's a little taste of how my light illuminate. My movement chase away the suckers with a super cape. I'm feeling great, now let me show you how it gets down. Jump in the booth and hit the track like I'm Chris Brown.
I'm spitting styles while they're stripping down subtly. On top of my game and I'm sitting rather comfortably. Good, the bad, the ugly, artistry how it's supposed to be. Penning out the book of life and this is just a summary.
Summary.
Hopefully we get this shit working, man.
Shit.
Hello,
fucker. Get it pop.
One new album.
You never know who you will see.
Versus one pissed off blender.
Let's get ready to rumble.
It's time for blending or bumping.
Hey. Oh, what a...
What's that from? You know what that's from?
No, I don't. That shit funny to me though.
Do it look like I got left off bamboo?
Oh, that's what that was from?
Do it look like
Joe Budden, man.
They spliced at the end. He goes, you never know who you gonna see.
Right. Fuck it. Yo, that moment, like, dog, was the best shit, man.
Ever.
Like that whole conversation.
What'd you say? What'd you say? You got a little bad
fucking G. Academic.
What'd say again?
I thought they were joking at first.
What'd
both
say?
Of them.
Yeah, it was both so awkward, dog. It was the worst shit ever.
Wait, did you guys see the latest SNL episode?
No.
Did they fuck around with that?
They made fun of the Migos. They called them Friendos. Gambino's in it too.
That was hilarious. Friendos. That's his people though.
What'd you say?
Right.
Yeah, that's funny. Damn, man.
I mean, Hulu, something. You guys got to look that up. The greatest.
I definitely have to check
YouTube
that,
that shit.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Let me explain it, man. We got some newcomers, man. And I told Mac we was gonna do a reset. So blend it or bump it, man. We've been doing this a long fucking time, basically we gonna play snippets of tracks. We've listened to the albums ahead of time, so we already got our review, but we're going to give y'all a little bit of music.
Yeah.
And we're going to score each track as we go. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day,
thumbs up or thumbs down.
Or it's going to get chopped the fuck up and fed to the blender.
You don't make it.
Hey, can we take a call real quick from Kansas real quick?
Yeah. I already know who that is.
Hell yeah.
Who is that?
That's motherfucking
A Styler.
Is it?
Listen.
What is that shit? What's good?
Yo, what's up, man? How you doing? Yo.
Hello?
Amazing.
Hello? Caller. Who we got?
Tech 9, you're on the air.
And go.
All right, man.
Is that Tech 9?
All right, man.
We lost him. Tech 9 was on the line. He'll call back in a minute.
Tech 9
back. Kansas City's finest.
Golly. Man, oh, man. All right.
Is there any other rappers from Kansas City?
I don't think so, man. There's a couple.
That's it? Casey and JoJo. Is Casey from there? You know Casey and JoJo?
No,
is
the singer from there? JoJo. What's the one dude, man?
He's from Oakland.
Yo, that was the weirdest fucking sound I ever heard in my life, man. Where did that come from?
That's the best ringtone of all time.
Will somebody call it? Just so I can
hear it. Wanna.
What's the phone number? 313-777.
Jesus Christ.
8548. Come on, man.
Oh, Kansas.
Let's keep it moving.
Kansas.
Kansas City in the
Here
moment.
We go.
New caller coming your way.
What's up?
Oh, no.
Yeah. What's up, man?
What's up? Oh, man. Can you hear us, fam?
Hey, turn down your radio.
Let me
meet
the feed. What's up?
Yeah, what's up? What's happening, bro?
Call into the radio station 101. You got to turn your radio down if you want the prize.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
What's up, bro?
Man, I'm sitting in this damn hotel, fucking bored as fuck.
Oh, what are you doing
hotel,
now, man?
That sounds like children's travel sports.
Nope, he's a pimp.
He's working, man.
He got his girl in the next room, dog. That's what's up.
He's stupid.
I'm dipping back to the house tomorrow, though.
All right, that's
respect,
what's up, bro.
Respect.
That's what's up, man. So go ahead, man. Get it in, man. What you think about your boy?
Which one? You talking about that punk ass Kanye?
Oh, oh wow. Yeah, there you go.
Wow. Either one, my dude.
Man,
don't say it with your chest.
Wow.
I mean, Kanye, that motherfucker, he out of his fucking mind. I don't. The album will not be dope enough for the dumb shit that he said so far. Okay. It just won't be.
So he gets no pass. There ain't nothing he can do. in your eyes?
Nah, I'm not fucking with it. I'll listen to Ray Sherman or somebody.
Ray Sherman? Who is that motherfucker?
Sherman Williams.
He said Ray Sherman.
Ray Sherman playing for the Seahawks. You stupid.
Ray Sherman. I love this dude. Seahawks.
Ray Sherman and shit. That was good.
Ray Sherman.
I'd rather listen to Ray Sherman, motherfucker.
Alfonso, yeah, my guy. That's it.
What you sipping on, Alfonso?
Nah, that shit got too much hops. I ain't fucking with that.
What is it then?
I have heartburn for like 4 days after that shit.
So what is it? What are you drinking on right now then?
What you drinking?
Probably orange Bud Light.
I'm on that Bullet bourbon.
Oh shit.
Oh, he's classy, bro. Classy. That's classy.
Not flashy, but classy.
Oh, I like
shit, that.
That
Bullet. Yeah.
So tell us what's on your mind about Kanye. Yeah. So was slavery a choice, yes or no?
What's up?
Or is it a child?
I said, was slavery a choice, yes or no? That's obviously not what he meant. But he's just reckless, right? Or, I mean, is there more to it? Is he stupid, too?
I mean, that's how Kanye feels. That's how he feels. I mean, he's trying to make it sound like he's manic. He's very lucid in what he's saying. The motherfucker does not read, so the shit he's just saying that he thinks is revolutionary and he's being a free thinker, the same shit has been said for 200 goddamn years, and it's still bullshit. And so it's like, shut the fuck up.
I wish I had it. Shut the fuck up.
That's the problem I got with Yato.
Hey,
bro.
That's a strong take, man.
No, he's too dumb to realize that he's being used and played by Candace Owens and by...
Yeah.
Like,
Kanye.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nah, it's it.
My old boy
sticks.
Marv, we always say Kanye. Kooenye. Kanye. Because he's a fucking dumbass.
Is that Kumbaya?
And he thinks he's being so original. And you know, it's kind of funny how, like, all the people that he says, like, oh, I'm Walt Disney, I'm Steve Jobs. No, motherfucker, you not.
You're Kanye.
You're not.
That's a good point.
I'm just laughing because that interview. Steve Jobs is dead.
You don't ever,
Walt Disney
like,
is
dig
dead.
Up some, like, some, you know, some African American.
No, Joe Budden said it. Joe Budden said
else.
He said, how come
Joe
every
Budden
time he
dead.
Wants to, how come he ever wants to, like, reference somebody, he always name drops an old white dude? Seriously. It's Steve Jobs. It's Da Vinci. I'm like, dog, who are these people? Like,
no,
motherfucker,
you're not.
Yeah.
He wow. is very talented.
Who
he's
else?
Very talented.
Who else is?
He is for sure.
Yo, he ever does is name drop white folks.
He never said
I'm Malcolm X or I'm trying to be Martin Luther. No, it's never that. It's always some fucking old white designer, or it's like
he's fucking crazy.
Nobody gives a fuck about those designers, Nobody cares about those designers.
And speaking of Martin Luther,
not his audience.
No,
at least.
Speaking of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, do you agree with me that if him and T.I. come out with a video, if they don't act like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, they're stupid? Because they really should. Because that's how Kanye's trying to act.
That song was trash. That song was trash. I don't care. That song was trash.
Oh. I didn't think it was trash. I liked the track, man. And some people got issues with Tip for doing it.
Why don't you like it?
No. It's because it plays into all the bullshit that he's talking about. It's garbage.
Nah, man.
He's
so
trying to he's pissed because he's
so
trying to justify what he was. Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't think Tip spoke for the people? I thought his message, like going back at him, was like.
I think Kanye helped him write his verses.
He tried, but he kind of melded in.
Yeah,
I think it's the opposite.
No, I think Kanye said, "Listen, I don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about this." He wrote it, but I bet you Kanye was like, "Hey, man, ask me about this." And then I'll wrap the answer to it.
So I'm like,
where's Rhyme
Fest?
Y'all
need to make a track about that. This shit didn't need a track.
What you mean?
I mean, like, the track, okay, they made a track about it, but, like, it didn't mean anything, really. Like, what did you actually gain from that? I mean, is the young folks that really need to hear the commentary between those two, did it change their mind in any way? Did it move the needle in any kind of way?
No,
it didn't. It was just two old niggas talking.
Nah,
that's all it was.
Man, see, I ain't get that, man. I thought, like Kanye whole thing is he's trying to start a dialogue, right? That's what he claims. And I felt like that track
completely bullshit.
No, no, no. You you can think what he thinks is complete bullshit. So do I. But the thing is, though, is like, you know, to see, like, to hear somebody go back at him was like, I mean, to me, it was cool. I'm not mad at that track at all. At all.
Martin's got a, Martin's got a question. Molo has got a question.
Where's Tyrell to make sense of
What's the question?
I said, where's Ja Rule to make sense of all this
Ja Rule and his motherfucker.
Where's Ja Rule to make sense of all this?
He said, you know, you said, you're like, where's Rhyme Fest?
I said, where's Rhyme Fest at first? Because the bars were not that good.
Where's Consequence?
Oh, right, where's Consequence of Rhyme Fest? Yeah. Where's the team?
Hey, you know, and what's funny is, like this whole thing is really kind of like, I've seen people on Instagram and stuff, like, come out and they really kind of showing their colors, like that they don't read either. Like his contemporaries, his peers and stuff coming out saying, oh, well, you know, he's just speaking his mind and blah, blah, blah. No, he's spouting off bullshit and y'all fucking trying to take up for him. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw like Slim Thug and like several other motherfuckers like, oh, well, he's trying to be a free thinker. No, he's not. He's saying the same bullshit that a white man would say.
Hey, fella.
You know what? You know what though? There's got to be a happy medium in there, and I'm glad that this is happening just because of that. There's got to be a happy medium, dude. There's got to be somewhere in there that we don't just say fuck this or fuck that. So to me, the discussion has to be made in some way, shape, or form. People can't be scared to say what they think.
In other words, you should have voted Trump, Alfonso.
Nah, that's not what I'm saying.
I'm just kidding.
But I'm saying
I know you are.
You know what it is. You know what it is though. Like it's gotten to the point where the pressure is on all entertainers to speak against Trump.
Here's the thing though. This is one of the major problems I have with a lot of this shit is, like, motherfuckers think that musicians, actors, actresses, and all these, they hold them in this high regard. They're just, like, regular fucking people that are famous.
No, right. Yeah, now they turn into actors,
and like,
which is
motherfuckers, like, think they're supposed to be a role model and all this shit. Like,
fuck that.
No.
Yeah, I agree.
No. They have fucked up opinions just like anybody else.
Yep. You know what, though? I mean, You act, you're in the movies, you do all this shit, and one day you be president like Ronald Reagan. You're on TV all the time, and one day you be president like
Donald
Trump. I
honestly think Kanye's that's what he's thinking.
100% that's what he's thinking.
No, he idolizes that dude because
you're being Terminator, and all of a sudden you're the fucking governor of California, one of the biggest states in the United States.
Trump told him everything.
The influence is real. The influence is real. And that's scary. That's downright scary.
We should not be green lighting everybody being a fucking politician.
No.
Just like the lady, I mean, she may end up being very good. The one that's in New York that was on the show with I can't think of the fucking name of it. It was a show I never watched, but it was like super popular. I think it was on HBO.
Stacey Dash.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Halle Berry.
No, not Halle Berry.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. The girl from Sex and the City.
The horse face one.
No, not the horse face. Not the horse. Not Giddy Up. No.
The one that bangs everybody?
It's Miranda. Yeah.
I don't know. I never watched the show. But anyway, it's just like...
Major! It's Miranda.
What the fuck? Everybody think, oh, I could be a politician. No, the fuck you can't. You don't know what the fuck.
No, the sad part is though she can though. That's the sad part. That's what's fucked up.
Right.
She can, and I mean, she very well like, may be. That's where shit's real.
No,
shit's real.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
Don't let him do it.
He's silly.
He's gonna
maybe start low. Like try to be like on the city council and then mayor and then move up. Don't just jump out the window and like just because one idiot became president that now I can be president. No. You need to start low and then go up.
We gotta move, man. These motherfuckers hit me with the wrap it up box, bro.
We gotta. Oh shit!
All right, bro. I'm gonna holler at you.
We gotta you know what? We've went on so long that you gotta replay the Blended or Bump It intro, bro.
Y'all two fucking hyenas over here, man. Y'all motherfuckers ain't saying, yo.
The second this motherfucker said Rhyme Fest, I was done.
No, you know what the problem is? You gave us new toys and shit. I'm looking at it. I looked at that motherfucker for 5 minutes because I like Alfonso. And I thought to myself, Alfonso's going to understand because this is the show. We got a new button and I want to try it. The Wrap It Up music is real. That shit
love
is crazy.
We love you, Alfonso.
Shouts to Noriega. What the fuck?
Yeah, I got a Cocker Spaniel. That's what we're naming this one, bro. The disaster.
All right. Yes,
for real.
Like, I love it.
Straight disaster.
Neptunes, yeah. I got a Cocker Spaniel.
Fuck being on some chill shit. We go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. They be on that rap to pay the bill shit. And I don't feel that shit, not even a little bit. Oh, Lord. Know yourself, know your worth, nigga. My actions being louder than my words, nigga. How you sold, I've been still sold down to earth, nigga. Niggas wanna do it, we can do it.
Live. From the basement.
I'm the rookie and the vet. Shout out to the bitches I ain't holding down the set. All up in my phone looking at pictures from the other night. She gon' be upset if she keep scrolling to the left, dog. She gon' see some shit that she don't wanna see. She ain't ready for it. If I ain't the greatest, then I'm headed for it. Yeah, that mean I'm way up. Yeah, the six ain't friendly, but that's where I lay up. The shit a motherfucking lay up. I been Steph Curry with the shot. Been cooking with the sauce. Chef Curry with the pot, boy. 360 with the wrist, boy. Hey, who the fucking niggas is, boy? OVO, man, we really with the shits, boy. Yeah, really with the shits. I should probably sign a hit, boy, cause I got all the hits, boy.
Fuck all that drink, you gotta chill shit.
I be on my little mouse drill shit. Fuck all that rap to pay your bill shit. Yeah, I'm on some rap to pay my bill shit. All up on TV, I thought it made me richer. Wasn't paying me enough, I needed something quicker. So now I'm all in Eco Basement, putting working on the phones. Either that or drive the money mark to make the pickup. Man, it's 2008, I'm trying to paint the picture. Comeback season in the works, and now I'm thinking bigger. I got 40 in the studio, every night, late night. Gotta watch that shit, don't wanna make them sicker. That's my nigga, oh lord. Got a whole lot to show for it. I mean, we can really get it, we can go for it. I'm just here for the Bucks and the Phillies, nigga. Don't make me kill one of the ghosts for it. I run this shit, they like, go for us. Run for us, run for us, go for us. Yeah, I mean, y'all already roll for us. Damn, nigga, what's one more quote for us? Oh, Lord, who else sounded like this? They ain't made me what I am, they just found me like this. I was ready. Fuck that, I've been ready since my dad used to tell me he was coming to the house to get me. He ain't show. Valuable lesson, man, I had to grow up. That's why I never ask for help. I do it for you niggas and do it for myself. I go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick. Whole squad on that real shit. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick. Real fucking quick, nigga.
Real quick. Whole squad on that real shit. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick.
On the next episode of Live from the Basement.
Better than Post Malone. Beer bongs and Bentleys.
This sounds like a country album to me.
Real. It does.
You've always had a biased view of music, specifically of Mazer.
We only like hip hop. We only like hip hop.
When it comes to Run the Jewels, Killer Mike's getting washed on 90% of the songs.
Run the Jewels.
What?
90%
washed
of the songs.
Who?
Holy shit.
My LP?
Live from the basement.
Real quick. Real fucking quick, nigga.